Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082 657 2729.
Sisibongi, sawubona.
Sawubona Mandlavu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. Ngiyaphileka ngapha Eastern Cape.
Ngiyaphila sakha, kumakhaza girl.
Kumakhaza yonke indawo. Isikhathi sakhona sizothini kodwa?
Okay, we can't complain.
Yebo.
Can't complain.
Yebo, siyabonga ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho sizohlala nawe kulenyanga yonke ka July, usilethela word of encouragement, usimotivator. Hey, ngoba uyazi ukuthi le mpilo ngesinye isikhathi nje nokushayisa ngamabonda. Ya kodwa yes, uma nikhona niyakwazi ukuthi nisimotivate, niyakwazi ukuthi ke nisize ukuthi siphokophele phambili nanoma kunzima kangakanani.
Yes.
Mhm. So today usiphatheleni sisibongi, mhlambe asiqale ngokubingelela emakhaya.
Yes, let me take this opportunity Mandlapho and greet the listeners. Ndiyababulisa abamameli nabaphulaphuli be Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
In the wonderful name of Jesus, and thank you once again for having me for the month of July. Amen.
Amen. Ungaqhubeka.
All right. Baphulaphuli, today I have nothing else but the word of God. My motivation for today, it says knocking on doors, and it was motivated by the verse or the scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8. I'll just briefly read it. It reads as follows. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it will be opened. So when I was just reading this verse, thinking about knocking on doors, looking for opportunities, looking for greener pastures, and you name it, when I came across this verse, I was like, there's a sense of assurance here, because it says, ask, it will be given. Knock, it will be. There's a guarantee that ezizinto esizicelayo will be given. And so when I was just looking at us knocking at doors, there are days and instances in our lives, Mandlapho, apho we'd feel like, eish, I might as well just keep quiet. I might as well just shrink in my corner, dihlale ndingenzi into, and things will miraculously fall from the sky, or someone might notice you. But it doesn't work like that. Life needs action from our side. Things need to be done. When we take action, things will be done, and zenzeke xa nathi sithathi action from our side. When we put an effort into something, when we put in energy into doing things, into accomplishing things, namhlanje at church bekushunyayelwa, and umshumayele beshumayela uthi God created us to be productive. When he says in the book of Genesis that let us multiply and fill and subdue the earth. It's not only whenever we look at that verse, we look at it from a point your reproduction, the physical, the biological reproduction, but it's not about that. But Landiti, whatever we touch, whatever, wherever we are, because we are blessed. We can. God can tell you to multiply. Can't the ability for you to multiply. God can tell you to be productive if He has not given you the ability to be productive. So when I was just looking at this thing of knocking on doors, I was just reminded that there are people out there, who have thrown in the towel. There are people out there who don't see a reason to leave. There's people who don't see a reason to upgrade themselves from the level they are in, because they've got degrees, but they don't get employed. Abantu, they've got skills, but they don't get... People start businesses, but everyone A book is written by God. So every one of us has a chapter in this life that needs to be ayibhale. You cannot rely only kwibali lomnye umuntu. You can use ibali lomnye umuntu for encouragement or to uba ubonde bana, what can I do right? What can I correct? What can I perfect? And whenever you talk about knocking, iBhayibhile ithi seek. When you seek, it's that instance apho you actively search for something. You are actively in this thing. You are actively seeking for guidance, for people who know more than you, for people who have been there before you. And when it says ask, this is a direct, when you ask for something, mandapo, it's when it is direct. You are directing something, a request to someone. You don't just ask, no one is going to answer you. You will have to stand up, go to your kitchen and prepare yourself some tea. But this time, before you, there are people who know better than you. There are people who are able to open doors for you. But as long as you are keeping yourself in your corner, not asking questions, not asking the right people, the relevant people, the right questions, then you will not find what is supposed to mobek and be a fuman. And we have a picture of someone who knocks. When a person knocks, once. It's a consistent banging sound. And even if it's not as loud, but a person or delivery, even from a courier or something, or Uber Eats, that person, when they speak emnyango, they knock. When you knock, you don't only make a sound once, but you are consistently banging or making a sound on a surface. So as much as you are consistent, as long as you are consistent, it is bound that a door opens for you. It is bound that an opportunity opens for you. It is bound that kubekhona okulungayo in your life. So I have to be motivated and encouraged that as much as or as long as you have despaired and threw in the towel, go and pick up that towel because you're going to need it for the next race of your life. Go and pick up that book that you decided not to write anymore. Go and start writing again because the creative juices will be flowing from now on. Go and seek that help that you didn't know. Go and finish that degree. Go and finish that certificate. Go and mend that relationship. Go and mend that friendship that you decided to you go and end the relationship with your siblings, with your parents, with your family, and go back to church and mend the relations with abazalwane whom obakhe wabusuka kubo, and go back to your boss at work and uzibonakalisa wena into bana you are willing to make things right. Noma umuntu ebengakhangi abe kanti uqhuba kakuhle, but be the bigger person. I understand at times being the bigger person is tiring. At times being the bigger person is always isibeke engxakini inkonzo. But remember, you are the one who is seeking for a door to open. Consistently do that. Do not give in. Do not give up. Because when you give up on your dreams, when you give up on your healing, when you give up on your deliverance, when you give up on your restoration, because the only thing which is to enlarge you, the only thing God wants for us is to enlarge our territories. He wants us to expand, to reach higher heights. We are not meant to remain abantu abakwi mediocre state apho uzawuba dikidiki khona. You are neither cold or hot, but you are just lukewarm. You are not sure whether you are black or white. You are just in a gray zone, ebomini bakho. You need to pick a stand. You need to stand up and lift up your chin and look up and be positive, because no one else is coming to save you. There is no one else ozawufika avule ikango if you don't knock. There is no one else who is going to open a door, who is going to answer the questions that onazo ngaphakathi kuwe if you don't ask the questions. There is no one who is going to create a platform or akulungiselele. IBhayibhile ithi kuncwadi yendumiso chapter 23, uDavide uthi undilungiselele isithebe phambi kwababandezeli bam. God is preparing a table for you somewhere. If you are not there, you cannot dine on that table. So the table has been prepared for you. All you have got to do, pitch up, show up, turn up uyofika kulo ndawo ekukuye, because a table has been prepared for you. A door is ready to kuba ibe kanti liyavuleka towards your life. So with that being said, I want us to be encouraged for the month of July. It's a new month. izinto zintsha izinto ze right uThixo has put things in perspective for us. Uthixo has put things in place. All we have got to do is keep knocking, is keep seeking. And akhonto ibaluleke ngengathi kubana sikhangele sifune tane ubukumkani bukaThixo, because the Bible says seek ye the kingdom of God and all the things will be added unto you. As much as long as we know things that will be added to us, as long as we knock on the door of the Lord is faithful enough to open the doors for us. He is faithful enough to answer our prayers. And if you sit down, there are generations that are supposed and knock on doors. As long as you don't stand up, there are people who are going to struggle and suffer because you've decided to throw in the towel. Hence, I am saying that pick up the towel, because you're going to need to wipe your sweat, because it's going to get busy in the next phase of your life. And if you are seated down, pick up that mat, and you have been healed. The mat you no longer needed, pick up the mat and walk on, because the door has been opened. You've been delivered. Don't remain in the state. Because you have an abundant God. Jesus came so that you could have life and life in abundance. You now need to tap in that abundance that is the good Lord bless you and continue to open doors for you as you continue seeking his face, as you continue asking, as you continue to knock on the doors, because it is guaranteed that the doors will be open. We will find when we seek, and when we ask, we'll be answered. Thank you so much. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Wow. I'm blessed, Pastor Bongi. Or to keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking. Unkulunkulu uyalalela, unkulunkulu uyaphendula, and uyazazi neidingo zethu. So angeka akuphi into okungasiyona isidingo. But nanoma kuwukuthi uyazi ukuthi yini esidingayo empilweni, still kumele sinokhe, still kumele sicele kuyena. Yo, thank you so much. Ngamazwi encourage ayo. Sizophinda sihlangane futhi next week, angithi.
Yes, hlangana next week.
Okay. Utholakala kanjani uSisibongi?
Facebook handle, which is Bongi Nosi, on Facebook, and on TikTok I am Bongiwe, my full name. You can get me there. On Instagram it's Bongi206. Though I'm not as active on Instagram,
okay,
but I'm active on the social platforms.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Sizohlangana futhi next week. I think ikuphelezele la ngalo mhlabelelo ka Roger and Sam. But ungo El Shaddai. Bless
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.